AUSTRAC referred hundreds of mortgage brokers, lawyers, accountants and high-risk companies to police, tax authorities and the corporate regulator. That is the sentence the trade press led with this week. It is not the sentence a working desk should sit with. The number the headlines left out is 1,800. That is roughly 1,800 suspicious matter reports from more than 100 lenders and industry bodies connected to Operation Claw. The other number is a cluster, 2,000 customers, linked to 20 loan referrers, brokers, accountants and lawyers among them. Analysis of that group alone suggested potentially hundreds of millions of dollars in fraudulent loans. Mortgage Professional Australia reported those figures on the 19th of August 2026, citing the Australian Financial Review from the 18th. This briefing is not a panic piece. It is not a claim that brokers are dirty. Referrals are not charges. No charge sheet is published in the coverage used here, and none will be invented. Individual brokers will not be named. The desk question is file hygiene, payslip authenticity, employment, third-party funds, and repeated referrer patterns. Here is what AUSTRAC actually said, as reported by Daniel Ziffer for ABC News on the 19th of August. Hundreds of millions of dollars of suspected fraudulent loans at 10 major banks. Coordinated mortgage fraud and systemic weaknesses. Properties mainly in Sydney. Chief Executive Brendan Thomas. The scale of this activity should be a wake-up call for every lender. The same warning signs were found across banks that together cover the vast majority of Australia's mortgage market. The project did not identify evidence of widespread money laundering. The weaknesses it exposed could be exploited by criminals seeking to abuse the financial system. That last sentence is the official framing. Not a finding of widespread laundering. A finding of weaknesses. Thomas said the most effective way to stop mortgage fraud is before a loan is approved. Once a loan is established and the funds have moved, recovering the money becomes significantly harder. Lenders need to look for the warning signs, strengthen controls, and report suspicious activity. Partners on the project, banks, the ATO, New South Wales Police, the New South Wales Crime Commission, the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission, APRA, and ASIC. The Australian Banking Association's Simon Birmingham welcomed the action. Intelligence sharing through the Fintel Alliance had already proven effective, he said. Banks would continue to advocate for secure access to ATO income data. Verified tax office data, in his words, would give lenders a single, trusted source of truth for a customer's income. A separate dollar figure will appear in the same week of coverage. Treated as reporting, not as AUSTRAC's official headline. The AFR, via Mortgage Professional Australia, said what began as an estimated $1 billion of exposure at Commonwealth Bank in a February 2026 alert has grown to at least $4 billion across the five largest banks. AUSTRAC's own public framing, in the ABC piece, is hundreds of millions at 10 major banks. Use the official sentence when you brief a principal. Attribute the $4 billion as AFR reporting. AUSTRAC is writing to 143 participants across the $2.5 trillion mortgage market. Banks are already ending relationships with implicated customers and referrers. CBA Chief Executive Matt Comyn told the AFR that information sharing had proven effective. He also said the bank had not identified evidence of professional money laundering linked to organized crime in its book. That sits next to Thomas. No widespread laundering found, weaknesses that could be exploited. How the files were built, as AUSTRAC described it to the ABC, inflated incomes. Misrepresented employment. Fabricated or unverifiable business activity. Offshore or third-party funds used to settle and make repayments. The agency said that demonstrated how false income streams and complex funding arrangements can wash money through the Australian property market. That is a file list. It is not a personality test. A desk that cannot walk those four items on a live file does not have a process. It has a habit. Real estate agents came under AUSTRAC from July. Real estate and conveyancing accounted for 160 of 266 suspicious matter reports from newly regulated entities. That is a neighboring channel, not a reason to look away from your own. Two pieces of history will get dragged into this week, as if they were Operation Claw. They are not. First, a UBS survey from 2021, of about 900 people. 41% of applications were not completely factually accurate. Living costs, 34%, commitments, 28%. Income, 22%. Brokers, 44% versus Bank Direct, 29%. That is 2021 UBS. It is historical. It is not an Operation Claw finding. Do not brief it as one. Second, RAMS, then Westpac owned. The federal court ordered a $20 million penalty after the lender admitted widespread compliance failures, October last year, in the ABCS telling. This month the RAMS book was sold to Pepper Money for $15.4 billion. That is file document failure as a compliance event, sitting in the same week of coverage. It is not a claw charge sheet. Four checks on a live file this week. Payslip authenticity. Does the income document still look like a document you would defend in a file review? Not a vibe. A document. Employment. Can the role, the employer, and the tenure be verified, or is the file carrying a story? Third party or offshore funds. Who is settling? Who is making the repayments? If the answer is not the borrower, write it down. Repeated referrer patterns. 20 referrers sat in front of 2,000 customers in the cluster the AF are described. Poor last quarter. If one introducer, accountant or lawyer is a material slice of lodgements, that is a concentration, the same way a single lender is a concentration. Name it. Three actions. 1. Count last quarter by referrer, not only by lender. Dollar share and file count. 2. Reopen every live file against the four checks. If a line is blank, that is this week's work. 3. Write the hygiene rule you will actually use on the next lodgement. Payslip, employment, funds, referrer. 4 lines. Not a policy manual. This is professional development, not legal advice, and not a recommendation for or against any lender, aggregator, or referrer. Consult your aggregator's compliance team. AUSTRAC referred hundreds. That is the headline. 1,800 suspicious matter reports and a 2,000 customer cluster on 20 referrers is the working number. File hygiene is the job. Panic is not.